compounds 24-man-hour governance vote, exposes DAO emergency brake gaps, a compound governance proposal that redirected roughly $24 million in protocol reserves has reopened a hard question for decentralized finance. What counts as an attack when the vote follows every rule? According to reporting from Crypto Slate on September 5, 2026, about 82% of the proposal's support arrived in the final 34 minutes of the voting window. Nothing was hacked. No smart contract was tricked. The proposal cleared the threshold and passed exactly as the code allowed. That is why it has drawn attention. A bug can be patched. A vote that concentrates its winning margin into the last half hour, entirely within the rules, is harder to categorize and harder to defend against. The timing, not the code, was the weapon. Compound is a lending protocol run by holders of the CoMP token, who delegate their voting power to make decisions about reserves, parameters, and upgrades. Proposals run for a fixed voting period. The design assumes that if a bad proposal appears, honest voters and delegates have time to see it, organize, and vote it down before it closes. The $24 million proposal stressed that assumption. When the bulk of a proposal's support lands in the final 34 minutes, the practical window for opponents to notice and respond collapses. Delegates who might have mustered enough votes to block it were, in effect, given almost no time to act. The vote met quorum and passed the approval threshold, so on-chain it is indistinguishable from any legitimate decision. This is the uncomfortable part for any protocol governed this way. The safeguards worked as written. The outcome still alarmed people. Rules that are technically satisfied can still produce a result the community did not have a fair chance to contest. DeFi's recurring tension between code and a break compound's episode fits a pattern that keeps surfacing across on-chain governance. Protocols market themselves on immutability and rule by code, then discover they also want a human override for the moments when the rules produce a dangerous result. Those two goals pull in opposite directions. A time lock is the usual answer. Many DAOs route past proposals through a delay before execution, giving the community a final window to react. A guardian multi-sig, a small group that can pause or veto in an emergency, is another. Both add friction that purists dislike, because they reintroduce trusted parties into a system meant to remove them. The compound vote is a live example of why teams keep reaching for those tools anyway. Without an effective break, a proposal that clears the bar in its closing minutes executes on schedule, regardless of how many holders would have objected given more time. The trade-off is genuine. Add too many emergency controls, and the protocol is no longer credibly decentralized. A handful of key holders can freeze or reverse the community's decisions. Add none, and you get exactly this: a legal vote that moves eight figures with the opposition effectively locked out by the clock. Takeaways for holders and delegates. For anyone with funds in a governance-run protocol, the reserves are only as safe as the voting mechanics that guard them. A few specifics are worth checking on any DAO you have exposure to: whether past proposals pass through a time lock before execution, and how long that delay is; whether a guardian or security multisig can pause execution in an emergency, and who sits on it; how voting power is distributed, since low participation makes a late-window swing far easier to pull off. This is analysis rather than a prediction. The compound vote did not require an exploit, so patching a contract will not close the gap on its own. The fix, if there is one, is procedural. Longer notice periods, execution delays that outlast any single voting window, and active delegate monitoring are the levers that address timing attacks. Governance also depends on people showing up. When participation is thin, the margin needed to force a result late in the window shrinks, and the reserves behind the vote become easier to move. The broader point reaches past one lending market. Staking programs, self-custody options that lean on protocol tokens, and any product whose value depends on a DAO's treasury inherit that DAO's governance risk. When you hold or spend an asset tied to a governed protocol, the security of your position rests partly on how well that protocol handles a vote nobody had time to stop. Compound's $24 million reminder is that it passed under the rules and the community agreed are not always the same thing.